WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Since the start of the Gulf War, many people have put travel and vacations on hold. Book critic John Leonard's found a new book he says can offer a vicarious adventure experience. It's called The Search for the Pink-Headed Duck by Rory Nugent.
About all the book jacket is willing to tell us of Rory Nugent is that he sailed the Atlantic single-handed 4.5 times, looked for dinosaurs in the Congo, and wrote about Chappaquiddick for the New York Post, though he's no longer in the newspaper game. About all he'll say of himself in this nifty book is that he must have seemed weird in Calcutta, the only Westerner, he says, in the area, and because of my height, pale complexion, and baldness, I look a little like a walking floor lamp. Besides, he would appear to specialize in getting lost. Cartography, he admits, has never been my strong point. A professor of geography, reviewing some maps I had drawn of a region in Africa, concluded, "Terra incognita is safe in your hands." However, being lost is also no big deal. As long as we're traveling toward the unknown, he says, we're on the right track. And what, you may wonder, is Rory Nugent doing in Calcutta? He's looking, not for a mallard, or a pochard, or a widgeon, but for the very rare pink-headed duck, last spotted in India in 1935. You'll want to know why. Never mind. It's a quest, for which he has armed himself with a page torn from an encyclopedia, a machete and a folding saw, lots of rupees, and for protection, a splinter from the tree of Buddha in a Ziploc bag. He's also learned the blood-curdling mating call of the pink-headed duck, which sounds to the untrained ear like a yak in pain. When the guards at various Indian bureaucracies in Calcutta and Delhi see him coming, they cry out, "Quack, quack," in friendly greeting. These bureaucracies, however, refuse him the permission he needs to explore other likely habitats of the pinkhead, like the great rhododendron forest of northeastern Sikkim, or the upper Brahmaputra River Valley, near the conjunction of Burma and India, and that portion of Tibet where the Chinese dump their radioactive nuclear waste. He will go there anyway, with the help of gangsters, mystics, and the Gurkha National Liberation Front. He will hack his way through the rhododendrons and the giant teak, through stringy Persian lilacs, yellow-flowered creepers, blue fungi, and 1,000 species of orchids. He will be flapped at overhead by spotted babblers, racket-tailed drongos with cobalt-colored feathers, and the horn-eared, leaf-nosed Himalayan bat. He will hear the music of turtle-shell zithers and eat pigeon stew and water buffalo burgers. He will swim in the Brahmaputra, among Ganges dolphins with dull black skin and barracuda snouts, and even in the Ganges itself, where he'll surface elbow deep in the spongy remains of burned and bloated human bodies. He'll stumble upon the city of blood and the left breast of Kali. He'll risk sudden death from Chinese soldiers, Sikkimese sailors, Gurkha guerrillas, Bengali Marxists, leopards and bears and yetis, and in the Valley of Bliss, a Mi-Goo, the evil-eyed, abominable snowman. Perhaps Rory Nugent's greatest trial is after midnight, with some Tantra Buddhist sex fiends, where he finds himself the wallflower at a necrophilia orgy, with a female corpse in his reluctant arms. You will want to know if he ever locates that pink-headed duck. I'm not going to tell you, and I'm not sure I believe him anyway, but I will say that America has at last produced a travel writer as crazy as the English. A splendid quack.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Search for the Pink-Headed Duck by Rory Nugent. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.